Welcome to another teaser preview episode of Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes. I'm Josiah Sapp for the Villain on Twitter. I'm here with my boy and co-host.
Hey, this is Archie at Archie Flores on Twitter.
What's up, Archie? How are you doing today, man?
Good, Joe. Just ready to get to work. What's going on, man?
Oh, not much, dude. How was your day?
Good. It's actually not that bad. So I'm good to go and ready to roll.
It got kind of weird at the end of the day, but fuck
yeah.
It, man.
Hey, yeah?
Okay, let's hit it. We have a new topic this week, and this is just more conversation piece. Always, but this is just random. Go ahead, man.
Well, so that's what we do, random. So we just thought we'd do each of us pick. We're actually going to do a would you rather question, kind of little back and forth. So each of us decided to, we found this list called would you rather questions, and we decided to pick 10 and go back and forth and just see where these questions lead us.
All right, cool, man. Let's do it like we normally do. We'll go back and forth, I guess, one for one.
Yes, one for one. If you want to go first, you want me to go
first? Yeah, okay, first one. This is kind of a softball question for you. Would you rather live in a virtual reality where you are all-powerful or live in the real world and be able to go anywhere but not be able to interact with anyone or anything?
Oh, damn.
It's essentially the same thing.
Well, at that point, it's like, do you want to be probably the all-powerful? But I mean, it's kind of sad because pretty much you're like living in a dream world.
That's your life. But if you're in the real world,
either way, you're alone.
Either way, essentially.
Either way, I'm alone.
which one would you? Sadly, I
probably
would.
Virtual could be more. I don't know. You'd find more shit to do. I don't know.
Kind of. Okay, now going through the list, I came across some where I'm like, okay, your answer would probably be different than mine.
Okay.
Did you come across any where you thought the same thing, or do you think we would feel the same way about how percentage wise?
I picked some because I was curious how you would answer, mainly. That's how I picked them out. There's a couple of them I'm like, ooh, too on the nose. I just wanted to give something that way because I think I'd be curious about your answer.
Okay, cool, man. I appreciate it. Go for it. What you got?
Okay. Would you rather be beautiful or slash handsome, but stupid, or intelligent, but ugly?
I think I'm the latter already.
So you want to keep it the way you are, intelligent and ugly?
I'll stay the same, thank you.
Okay, cool.
Yourself?
Yeah.
You're stood
You know what?
You're
I'm kind of tired of stupid and handsome, so I'm going to go with intelligent and ugly.
All right. I'm down with that, dude. Next one's going to be, would you rather have an unlimited international first class ticket or never have to pay for food at restaurants? I know that's kind of cheesy, but
That's a good one. I don't know. I mean, I'd
want to out of the blue too.
Wait, it's a first class ticket?
It is a first class ticket.
Limited international first class. Okay, but it's only one.
Exactly.
No, I probably
married RG. How does he feel?
Probably. I'm really into like a. Okay, when I was thinking, I'm like, you know what? That'd be cool just to kind of do stuff on my own. Maybe travel around the world on my own and just kind of do stuff on my own clock and just be by myself. But I also enjoy seeing stuff with people that I like and enjoying and exploring and stuff like that. But in that one, I'd maybe the foodies. I think I'm going to do food.
You know what? Okay. Single RG would be the traveler then.
Yeah. But
I don't think that's a bad thing.
But because it's only one ticket. So I don't know. If it's only one ticket, that's a tough one because, like I said, I like.
So single RG, yes.
Married food. No, single travel. Married food. What about you?
I'd probably go. You know what? Even if I were married, I'd love to bail every now and just take a trip.
But that'd be cool.
Just to travel solo, though. Okay, let's deep dive this real quick. Do you think you are a person, even if your wife said, you know what, RG, you need some time for yourself? I believe I can go anywhere, travel by myself, and be fine. Even internationally.
I found this out because, you know, everyone's going to learn everything about me and my personal life in the past. So for a while, I was like, I had a girlfriend for a long time. And then afterwards, I'm like, you know what? I need some RG time.
There you go.
So I decided just like, I'm just going to take a year or two of just like me. Like, I'm just going to do whatever I want.
Which is
great. Come home when it's
essential.
Home whenever I want. Go wherever I want.
Do whatever the
go
fuck I
not,
want.
If I don't come home, whatever. But like travel and not have to worry about anything. Yeah, so that was cool because I was able to kind of like think for myself and kind of figure out what I liked and all that stuff. So I did enjoy the whole being by myself, doing my own stuff, and it helped a lot. So yeah, I get that.
I think more people should do that though. And even as a married unit, both sides kind of need that. Like, babe, I'll take care of the kids so you can have your you time too. But I'm a firm believer in that anyways. Does that exist in marriages, though? That's not my world.
Here's the thing. Me and my wife discussed this before. We both got married in our late 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was just in 30, and she was in her late 20s.
Okay.
So we've even told ourselves, this sounds terrible. This probably would have not worked if we met ourselves in the early 20s. We learned a lot, and we grew a lot, and we did a lot of stuff for ourselves in our 20s. So by the time we got married, we're like, cool, I don't feel like I'm missing anything.
I believe more couples should be that way, though.
Yeah, because by that time...
Don't marry early and experience the world before... And you know what? Do relationships. Fuck as many people as you want. Get to know and learn as much as you can.
I'm happy I didn't get married early because I would have missed out on so much. Yeah. And also, yeah, I'm happy I didn't get married early because if I would have been married young, I would have married my ex... And now I know how she turned out. So I dodged a bullet there. Okay. And I would have missed growing up. Yeah. Being able to go to parties, do whatever I want.
Yeah.
And just do stuff. Wake up and be like, I'm going to do stuff for myself. Well, it's fun for me.
Okay.
So I'm glad I wasn't planning it that way, but I'm glad I did. And I looked back and my wife said, yeah, I'm happy we had our 20s to kind of do our own thing.
Yeah.
And now married, we're like, cool. So we're not feeling like when friends are like, oh, you didn't get to go out with us here. I'm like, I've done that before.
Yeah.
Agreed. Wasn't that. So I mean, it's the freedom. Sometimes you miss it, but you're like, I know kind of what I'm missing. So I'm okay with it.
Side question that, besides that, we're called deep dives and rabbit holes for a reason. I love doing this and it's different than the other side thing I do, the other podcast. Yeah. I always love doing the Comic Syndicate because it's in a way therapeutic for me.
Yeah.
Just to talk about shit I love. Yeah. This one, and even on the Comic Syndicate, I'm able to do it too. But do you feel you're able or it you're more self-reflecting now that as we do these?
But little by little? In a way, for me, it's therapy. Like I said, when I talk about my personal stuff, yeah.
It's not like you're bitching about
No. I'm just saying hey, I learned from this stuff or this is – I'm giving you my opinion on this based on this is what I saw or I've been through to kind of show you why I feel this way.
It does make you self-reflective, though, right?
And that's the main thing because we never want this to be like the one all done all kind of thing.
No, not at all.
We're like, no, this is not the definitive anything. It's more like this is
everything, our own personal
experiences. Yeah, everything we do is a conversation starter.
Yeah.
So when we're done with this, it makes you think. That's what I'm like. We're just here to start – make you think and make you think of your own life.
And if you guys are starting conversations with your friends and family, say, I heard it on this podcast. Yeah. Don't try to take all the credit.
I my wife asked, her friend's like, so what is your husband's podcast about? She's like, I don't know. And and she's like, you're not explaining it. I'm like, it's hard to explain. It's just like, and she's like, so you guys talk about what, you talk to me about? I'm like, pretty much, that's why I don't have her really listen because she already told me, she's like, so the conversation we have. So pretty much all these conversations I have with people that are, my wife and friends, they all know me this way. So what you hear now is pretty much me with anybody.
Which is dope, dude. The game plan is always be ourselves.
But it's always fun because people are always like, that's a cool question. And that's so parties or get-togethers or whatever. That's why it's always fun to have something to talk about because these are all great icebreakers.
Okay, man. What's your next one, dude?
Am I next? Okay. There you go. Would you rather be married to a 10 with a bad personality or a 6 with an amazing personality? And we've kind of hit this before, but I just thought again.
If I was an asshole, that it can she does she know how to cook at least?
I guess average on everything.
Okay,
but just personality, she's like maybe okay. Bad personality to me,
yeah,
is someone who doesn't know how to has no personality,
disrespectful. And we went over a list that. So okay,
so you want somebody you really don't want around your friends.
Yeah, but damn, the friends would be like, damn.
But at the same time, she's so hot. You're like, well, I'm just gonna stay home.
You know what? I might honestly. Self-reflective, Josiah's. Give me a 6 with a great personality. Yeah. I mean, that's simple. Give me some, and I'm a simple guy, dude. So yeah. And I'm like a 3 on the 10 scale, anyways. Well, I'm doing good for myself. All right, yourself.
Well, since I'm married, I say a 10 with an amazing personality. So that's what I have. So.
But if it wasn't
married, like I said, I value personality over anything.
Same. Agreed.
Because I think, honestly, I've met girls that I'm like, yeah, she's all right. But then I get to know them and I'm like, damn, it's weird. It's like you're peeling away.
Yes.
And you're like, damn, she's actually really cute.
And that's what makes
someone
attractive.
Sometimes you can say 5. But then, like, the personality is awesome. It pulls her up to, like, a six. Oh. I mean, a six. To, like, an eight or something. An eight or something like that. So, personality, for me personally, it goes a long way.
Okay, here's a cheesy one for you, dude. Would you rather wake up each morning to find that a random animal appendage has replaced your non-dominant arm?
Or, I think your arm.
permanently replace your bottom half with an animal bottom of your choosing.
So, animal bottom of my choosing or an appendage?
Your left. Your right. Your righty? You're right.
Yeah.
Okay, so your left arm would be a random animal.
I think... Oh, random?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or you get to choose the bottom half of your body.
So I can finally live up to the stallion status?
You know what? Yeah. Yeah, you can.
Which one? I think that one... Well, no. Either way, I don't know. But if you're like, wait, you're half horse?
Yes, I am.
So, I don't know. I was like, this isn't real, right? So I think I would go half stallion.
Okay, only because of that factor. Hopefully you can find a chick that's into kinky shit. Was where my mind was going. But at the same time, like, I don't want to have anything animal body part below the waist. Yeah. That way it's still me and I can still enjoy. Again, okay. The sex factor. But I'd probably go with a random fucking animal left arm. Whether it be like a fucking... A hawk fucking wing. Just my left foot.
You're flying circles?
Yeah, you know, a falcon gave me something like that. But if it was like a ferret's arm, would suck like it's a tiny fucking arm. Like, I mean, I could play it off like I lost it, you know, I lost an arm saving a kid and like make something up like that. And again, I don't want to have like a horse or elephant bottom, you know?
Because then you get like, she's like, I'm scared. Oh, so you're not... Oh, no, I'm in, but I'm still scared.
Well, you're lucky you have a wife.
Oh, I said you're lucky you already have a horse. You're not the one.
Oh, man. Okay, go for it. You're
with me. No, but yeah, that's... Anyways. Okay, mine. Would you rather be an amazing painter or a brilliant mathematician?
Ooh. The mathematician would probably help me out more.
Yeah.
But because I love art... I would go the artistic route. Like, that's just me personally. I'd go
Goodwill Honey.
You know what? How do you like them fucking apples?
I just feel like, I mean, as long as I have my own my same personality, but I just feel with that, like, well, maybe because I like numbers. So, I think that would be like, so much shit. You'd be like, oh, I fucking discovered this shit. How the fuck? Oh, just simple fucking, give me a chalkboard or fucking dry erase marker and fucking just write all this shit out. Like, what the fuck?
Hey, I would love that. And I think, like, I love how our personality is different that way. Yeah. Like, again, the painter, like, I just want to paint a picture and do something beautiful for people.
Are you going to be that guy?
As opposed to show off guy fucking over here.
I'm showing off to guys and you're showing off to girls.
Yeah, right.
Wait a minute. But also, like, I can see you picture, like, you see a beautiful lady with it and goes, hey, hold on. And you're like, boom, boom, boom. Like, I'm doing a dry motion.
Oh, wait, I drew this of you.
I didn't remember this is audio. Like, oh, you want to see my beautiful painting? That's me. Oh, is it? Like, oh, my God. Like, oh, my.
Hopefully it would work, man. Next one is going to be also cheesy, dude. But this is a Doc question, and I think you're Doc, and I'm Marty, perhaps.
Okay.
Would you rather be transported permanently 500 years into the future or 500 years into the past?
Okay.
Kind of corner.
Wait, 500?
Yes, either way.
500. Okay.
It's a time travel question.
It sucks, because 500 years ago, they didn't have toilet paper or bathrooms. So, that sucks.
And this is coming from Mr. Camping Guy, going this weekend.
Oh, going camping with my... I'm like, hey, I'm going camping.
Your XD
screen. We only have one flat screen, and it's DirecTV, and we only have what? No, we have AC.
Oh, you're roughing it.
Well, I have AC, but it's not a big unit. Anyways, so, I would say the future just because... Even though it's going to suck, I'm going to overthink this. Because in the future, you're going to be like, I'm fucking out of this. Like, I'm fucking just a waste of space. Because you get to see all this cool shit. But I kind of picture, like, I'm going to be Sylvester Stallone.
You know? Yeah.
In Demolition Man.
Kind of. I would love to see the future just to see how we end up. But with our luck, I'm being realistic, too.
Yeah.
It's going to be a dystopian fucking future.
That is true.
So I would rather go back to the past, and at least we know how to create fire. Yeah. We know we can survive. Like, I know how to survive. Like, put me 500 years ago, dude.
But here's the thing. For me, it'd be difficult because I feel during that time, many people closer to my skin tone were being enslaved.
Oh, fucking A, dude.
So.
Oh, shit.
You're lighter, so you can get away with it. For me, like. Fuck.
Hello, good sirs.
I walk up, but hey, there's some men approaching on the ship. they look friendly.
That's fucked up, dude.
Because I'm like, I resemble more the natives of North America.
Just a tad. Just a
look
tad.
What happened to Cortez. Look at Cortez, little asshole, came from, oh, God, from Europe.
True that.
Next thing you know, if you can come in after me gold. That's Irish. Fuck.
Good day, mate. Maybe you're so day.
You're like, oh, shit, I came to the, well, not Mexico. It was fucking Aboriginal. Aztec. Was, I know, yeah, this Aztec had an Irish name. Hey.
Okay, that's a good one. Okay, great point. I would probably. Ooh, that's a great fucking backup.
It's like the joke, like, man, it'd be cool to go back 50 years. I'm like,
speaking of the devil, look, leave the commercial.
What was it? Fuck. See, what do they say? The.
Dilly Dilly.
Dilly Dilly.
Okay, so for future.
What?
Future you would go.
Oh, yeah.
Like, so even if, like, it was Detroit every day, every city.
Oh, fucking Detroit. Oh, fuck.
Detroit.
But here's the thing. We got a deep dive. Because I even made I even made this joke where, like, what if you went back, like, 6 years in the past? I'm like, I wouldn't. Why? It'd be awesome. But there's some place I wouldn't be able to eat.
Idiot. Yeah, yeah.
So it's funny. It hasn't been that long. But.
All right. Go for it, man. Continue on. What you got?
Okay. Would you rather be able to watch the few movies with Rotten Tomato scores of 95% to 100% freshness? Or only be able to watch the majority of the movies with a Rotten Tomato score of 94% or lower.
You know what? I like cheesy fucking movies. And I know my taste is not for everyone. So I'd go fucking give me anything below fucking
94.
Yeah, I'm completely cool with that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I do the same because I always thought, like, I look at reviews.
There's more out there.
I look for reviews, but and that's not my definitive thing. I look at reviews as like,
I don't care about critics' reviews.
Because they're like, the storyline I'm up, but it looks fun.
I want to form my own opinion for sure. Okay, back you up on that, dude. Next one for me is going to be, would you rather donate your body to science or donate your organs to people who need them?
I think organs. Okay, I think organs because I think it helps more people immediately.
Okay, I'm down with that.
So I'm thinking that. Because I think donating your body, it kind of, it's like a drop in the book. I don't know. It seems like you can help more people more. Because maybe research, you're like, yeah, but like that's not going to help the person who needs a liver or needs a lung or needs a heart or something immediately. So I'd rather help the most I can right away than, you know, take my chances and probably not help anyone.
Oddly enough, I would not be good donating any of my body parts. Like, straight up.
Everything's
gone. My brain, yes. But my heart, definitely donate. But like those are big as fuck. Like they're great.
And I get choked, especially as a parent now. Like when you see the videos of like oh your kid died, but here's this guy with your son or daughter's heart.
Yeah,
and you're like, oh fuck.
See, mine for that one would honestly be to donate my body to science, just to be like, wait, you've been doing this for how long? Like you're not fucking normal. Like something's been wrong with you. Wait, your ankle, you're walking on your ankle.
I know. But I want to get to the ankle. Like, oh my God, this man's been with, how many years did he live with this injury?
Exactly.
And he never went to the doctor.
I really want people to fucking really like observe and science the fuck out of my body, dude.
Okay.
Just go for it. You're next.
Okay. Would you rather be forced to dance every time you heard music or be forced to sing along to any song you heard?
First one.
So would you rather dance every time you heard music or be forced to sing along to any song you heard?
I'm forced to sing along.
I do anyways.
Kind of, yeah. And my moves on the dance floor, honestly, they kind of suck.
I wonder if you're a good dancer. But yeah, no, you're right. I think I agree with you. I tend to do it anyways.
Okay. Next one for me is going to be, would you rather live without the internet or live without AC and heating, Mr. I'm going to rough it out in the woods cabin.
Living in Southern California.
Go.
It only sucks for about 3 months out of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I would go. Okay, but here's the thing. So it means I couldn't go anywhere AC. Can I just go still hang out at the mall?
I would say no.
Fuck.
You got to choose just one or the other in general.
I don't really need heater. I'm just triple blanket. But
we don't need a heater.
It's only California. If I live like in Minnesota.
Toss on a hoodie and my beanie.
Okay, I know, California. Ooh, it's winter. Then where's my hoodie at? But I love AC. I've been loving the shit out of AC this summer.
It is almost.
But if I, the fucking internet, like I said, fucking all goes back to kicking Decepticon ass.
True that.
So I think I would rather have internet.
And rough the heat.
And AC fucking suck, but either way it's going to suck, but at least that way it can like.
Okay, imagine the office.
With such, okay, so I'm going to be like in a little box.
Without fucking AC. I mean, that sounds like we're bitching.
But fucking the internet.
Yeah, but fucking the internet is a bastard fucking creation anyways. I would rather give up the internet, honestly. I think so I can be pampered. That sounds terrible.
But then can I ask people, I'm like, hey, can you give me the updates?
Yeah, you can technically fucking do that.
But then I have to talk to people.
Yeah, that's true, you hate people.
Yeah, so I'd be like, oh, hey, Josiah, so what was the box score? What was the box score at the ball game? That's
I would so fuck with you, dude.
We lost.
You guys are down.
Where's the nearest newspaper? I'm going to have to go fucking
where's deliver. Where's the nearest newspaper right now, right?
Fucking A.
It's not like, I mean, they still exist.
I know. It's fucking, like, newspaper's annoying now, because, like, great. Oh, great. Thanks for this 24 hours old news.
Later, I don't know. Okay, so you would give up internet?
No,
you would
give up AC? No, I'd live AC. It's fucking, I love it. I don't know. I even have the AC on in like fall and winter.
Okay, kind of sadly.
I like that breeze. I don't fucking know.
I can't hate. I can't hate.
But also, I can meet those cool guys and just keep my windows down when I'm driving and keep my arm out.
Yeah?
And I can be cool.
I can have my fucking hawk fucking wing. Oh, you know? Lose all my feathers.
Is it a wing flying up?
What else you got, dude? All
right. Okay, I thought this was the one you asked. Okay. Would you rather live in a utopia as a normal person or in a dystopia, but you are the supreme ruler?
I kind of love this question, dude.
I was curious because I know how you feel about certain things. Like, so I'm curious how you would take this. How you would take this.
Give me simple as fuck, dude. Like, if it's like.
I know, call me simple.
Yeah. Like, the other one sounds good, but I think I could be a great and fair ruler, and that's no mentality to have.
But it's dystopian. I don't know.
And it's dystopian. Yeah. So I'm picturing myself would be fucking one-eyed fucking Willy from fucking Waterworld.
All right.
Like, I don't want to be that guy. I want to be fucking just. Equals amongst everyone, the simplest we can fucking be. Yourself?
I think it's a normal person utopia. Because if you're going to live a good life. It's utopia.
That's exactly what it
being
is.
Being a normal person, it's fine. None of the pressure of having to
rule. No bullshit. Yeah.
No pressure. All the benefits, none of the pressure. Awesome.
Okay, next one, dude. Would you rather have amazingly fast typing or texting speed or be able to read ridiculously fast?
Read ridiculously fast.
Same. I think because we both can retain knowledge and we can go through so much information. I'd love the fuck out of writing, and I consider myself a writer, but I imagine how much work I could get done writing, but again, the information I can fucking store up and gather is more
to me. I'd rather just read fast.
All right, cool. So simple kill, man. What you got?
Okay. Would you rather be an amazing artist, but not be able to see any of your art you created, or be an amazing musician, but not be able to hear any of the music you create?
Ooh, that's a great one. I would have to... I love art, and I look at a lot of things as art. I would say that I would rather be a painter and not be able to see it, because music, I need music in my life every day. And it just puts me in a special fucking place that's comforting to me. And not in a bad way. It's just, it's comforting. I love and need music. I don't go a day without listening to music in my life. Yourself?
It's like somebody coming out and be like, oh, I just went to the Joe Museum. Amazing work. You're like, thanks. I don't know what the fuck I did, but thanks.
Yeah, you're getting credit for shit like,
I like credit, any credit, even if I don't deserve it, I like it.
Yourself?
Yeah, same thing. Music. I think I like art. I like architecture. That's like...
Okay, architecture.
Oh my God, I'm obsessed with like Art Deco and all that shit. And even like, I've been to some of like, I can't remember the name, but in LA, some of the homes, like, I'll honestly take a long way home because I know there's a street with a ton of really nice houses.
I'm down with that, dude, yeah.
Like...
The scenery is beautiful.
Yeah, we're in Long Beach, and we take that street that goes along. It's like 7th Street, so it goes along the beach. Just because I know there's a ton of they're called out. I don't know what fucking call. There's like houses from like the 40s, 50s, and like you can see like the history of architecture going down the street.
About that before. I need to
Craftsman home and Craftsman's home. Like I swear, if I won the lottery, Craftsman home. Look them up. They're beautiful.
Okay. Dope, dude. I'm up next. Or you're up next.
You're up next.
Okay. Would you rather be poor but help people, or become incredibly rich by hurting people?
So I'm going to say what I'm doing now is like, fuck, rich and hurt people. No,
the other one. You know what? Okay, go for it. No,
please, so that one was like, was it poor and help people?
Yeah, be poor and help people.
Okay.
Or be amazingly rich and hurt people.
But I'm not like physically hurting them, right?
I don't know. What's your definition?
Am I like, you have to punch kittens and stuff? Every time I punch somebody, like, I get $1 million?
Oh, shit. You know, I love the deep dive. Sometimes there are just some people you want to smack.
But so, I have a list. I have a list. I'd be a billionaire by the time I start feeling bad.
So which one would you take?
Well, I think I can. Well, I can buy people love.
So technically,
fuck.
Self-reflective. I mean, listeners, again, we might sound like dicks on these, but both of our answers have been differing, yeah. And we're bringing different thoughts to the table on most of these. So.
Well, you know what? I'd rather be rich because I would inspire people when they seem like, man, I want to be rich like that guy. I want to be able to punch people in the face for money.
And then you know what? On top of that, I can fucking finally get my Batcave going.
Oh, you're going to have
I can finally kick fucking Josias out and for the villain can finally have a roommate.
Bruce Wayne. Bruce Wayne and Batman are roommates? Yes. Yeah, bro. Is it Bruce Wayne? Bruce Wayne. The
attic. Yeah. Always beautiful, dude. Your turn.
Yeah.
Your turn.
Would you rather be able to talk to land animals, animals that fly, or animals that live under the water? I picked this for a reason.
Interesting. Okay.
The question is, do you want to be Jason Momoa? Oh,
God, dude, I hate you too. I hate you too. Okay. In saying that, since we live on the land, yeah. Granted, a bigger percentage of, you know, population or of the earth is water anyways. Yeah. Now, in saying that, how deep can I get? Like, if I need an attack from, like, a sperm whale, I'll just throw up. If I was deep into the States, like, I'm just going to make him flop, like, and land on someone I don't like.
Hey, guy I don't like, can you sit really close to the shore? Yeah, why? No reason.
Let's take a walk on the beach. Like, okay.
Oh, no, don't forget. Just kidding. What? Belly flop or whale flop?
Give me land animals, dude. I mean, again, more populated would be that. Unless I could, I can control crabs and turtles, sea turtles, so I can have them attack
They're
people.
Land. Oh, okay, I guess. I mean,
but I'm going to go land creatures.
Well, no, I don't mean birds. Maybe birds can be like,
what? Shit all over your car?
No, not my car. Shit other people's cars.
Oh, not your... No. I meant,
why would I shit on my own car?
I meant the dude behind you, guy.
The guy's like, holy shit. Why do they know? They always crap Jason on my car Momoa after I watch. Jason
bites me again.
Jason Momoa.
Okay.
I'm sure a lot of women would agree. I wouldn't mind Jason Momoa biting me.
Oh, God. Okay. Yours was land creatures as well.
No, I think birds.
They just birds in particular?
Well, but then land animals, you can control it. Animals. Everything. You can control dogs. That'd be cool.
Yeah. Wolves? Bears? Fuck. I would go land. Give me land.
All right, I guess do more shit. Yeah.
Attacked by air?
No.
I mean, pterodactyls don't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Okay, my next one is going to be, would you rather... Okay, ooh, I'm going to go a little deep and a little bit dark for you.
Okay.
Would you rather know now when you're going to die?
Okay.
Or how you are going to die? And then you can't change the time or method of your death.
I'd rather... Oh, fuck. So either know how I die or when I die?
Yeah.
Fuck. I don't want to know when I... Oh, but then I'm always going to live in fear. No, they both suck.
See, I went dark, but it's
not kind of... I would rather know how, because in a way, you're going to know it's going to happen anyways, but you don't have to live in fear. You're just going to live your life. Because if you know, like, the day, you're gonna, even if you don't, like, fuck, it's 20 years in the future, like, you're still every... Happy anniversary. Happy New Year's, and you're like, ah, fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, you can live, or fuck. Either way, but then you can kind of live your life. But, oh, fuck, I'm going to flip it. I think know when I'm going to die, because that way I can fucking max out credit cards.
Idiot. I guess that's a true statement. You know what? You bring up honestly great fucking points, dude. Like, you're thinking about the long con.
Because nobody knows. I'm fucking buy all this shit and, like, live your life and whatever.
Again, I'm making you hopefully think or look at yourself, too. You're going to leave your family with this debt, though? Like, you're a dick.
No, I'll find a way. If I know I'm going to die, I'm going to find a way to, like, make sure they don't get...
Oh, all of a sudden, this guy...
I can't know. I care about my family. But I think because if you know how you're going to die, you're going to constantly be like, but is this me, like, dying in 50 years? And me dying, like, oh, getting hit by a car. Every time I'm going to fucking cross... Because you can't stop it from happening.
Exactly.
So, shit, is it going to be like fucking Final Destination? A fucking car, like, I'm like, oh, I cross the street, look both ways, a fucking car falls from the sky. Because for some reason, a fucking transport plane fucking dropped the car, and I didn't fucking expect it.
I would rather know how I'm going to die. And mine would probably be, again, once my body's donated to the science, I'm going to be like, okay. This guy's been fucking exhausted for the last fucking 2 years.
He's worn out to the bone. Look at him.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, he wore himself out.
He's actually whittled to nothing.
Yeah, yeah. So I'd rather know that and whether it also be like, you know what? Fuck, heart attack or brain aneurysm.
I don't know.
There's nothing I can do about it, and I don't necessarily have to prepare. It's just at least I know, like, okay, well, what can I do to combat it?
Yeah.
Up until then, but I don't want to know when. I mean, that's the kicker, is like, you want to know how much time you have. For me, yeah. I guess it would be more, fuck me.
Well, because they say, like, you're dying.
And I don't think about it myself.
You're dying in a year, and you're like, fuck, why don't I make the shot? Because if you know how you're going to die, like, you're always going to have that fear, and you don't know. But I guess we all live not knowing. Technically, we all have a day. It's got dark real quick.
No, continue. It's yeah, got, but you kind of learn. Because
technically, we all have a date. We're going to die.
Yeah, we do.
We don't know what it is. Every day we wake up, we're like one closer to that day.
So I'd rather not know. And you know, I'm comfortable with my life right now. I'd rather know how as opposed to when.
Okay, what did it say? Okay, they won't tell you exactly that, but you're like, going to die airplane accident.
Oh.
So you're never going to fucking travel?
Yeah,
but it could also be like that accident, like fucking plane fell from the sky and landed on a car.
Yeah, which happened. By
so it's ending as an airline. Like you're fucking on the freeway. You're fucking on the freeway. That's dangerous.
But how often does the option or opportunity present itself? You're right, by plane. Yeah. But every time I would jump on a plane, even if I had to, which is again few and far between, I would want to drive everywhere.
Or on a Friday, they're like, "Hey, Josiah, I got 50-yard line tickets to go see the Steelers Saturday morning or Sunday morning."
Okay, you know what? If that was the case, at least I would know this. Here you go.
Okay.
I would see my best friends. I would call out to work. Hopefully, I mean, I would have the weekend off anyways, both jobs. Or
I might not be back.
Yeah. And let everyone know, fuck, I love you guys. And everyone would be like, why do you sound so morbid right now? Because I want to say goodbye to you. No, because I love you guys. I just want to let you guys know. But it sounds like you're taking a long trip and never coming back.
I know.
But I would love the chance to tell all my friends and family, like, I love you guys. Like,
fucking, they tell me, like, oh, you're going to fall down the stairs. Or fucking, I'm like, oh, shit. And like,
elevators everywhere.
Or elevators.
Yeah.
What the fuck do you mean you're on the 30th floor? Oh, fuck. Can't we, like, teleconference or something?
Yeah. I don't fucking know. So I would still say how.
Okay, I'll go how. Because technically, if we think about it, we are living every day not knowing.
You know, true that.
How that day is going to happen. Man.
Not knowing. Is that a good title? Anyways, continue. That was a good question, though. Yeah. I like how we deep dive on that one.
We kept flip-flopping on that one. Okay. Would you rather write a novel that will be widely considered the most important book in the past 200 years, but you and the book will only be appreciated after your death?
Okay.
Or be the most famous erotica writer of your generation.
Do I have Fabio with his broken nose on that duck fucking roller coaster ride on my erotica novels?
So you want to be an erotic writer or the most great writer?
Give me the great writer, dude. I would rather be dead and people appreciate, like, you know what? That guy was on to something.
But here's the thing, though.
Go for it. Oh, you got a kicker. Oh, now you have a kicker.
Because if you're the most famous erotic writer of your generation, you know who reads those?
Hot women? Hot older women.
Older women. So
you know what? All the old tale I can bring.
All the old tale I can bring.
That sounds so bad. But I like older women, guys. Like Archie bust my balls. Like, I do like older women, but not like old women.
I know. Like, I tell you, my wife was like, she's like, I don't know what we're talking about. Okay, I mentioned the Golden Girls, but you like, she mentioned, like, you have a weird thing. I used to watch the Golden Girls, the TV show.
We all did, yeah.
But my wife took it as he likes Golden Girls, like retirees, like women. And we're like,
on their walkers.
And I'm like, holy shit, look at that license plate, says Golden Girls. And my wife looks at me, she's like, so I don't get it. Why did you say it's like gold, yeah. Old ladies. I'm like, no, not old. You're not Golden Girl. Like,
he likes the show.
He likes old, yeah. He likes older women, not like past, like
ancient.
Not like
not the expiration.
What was the main one in the show?
Blanche. No, all of them. There was Blanche.
Yeah,
Rose.
But he's not going after and Rose and Blanche. He's not going after Blanche. Yeah, Blanche and Rose right now. Yeah, so it's like that. Yeah. But like, she's like, I don't get it. I'm like, no. He likes the show. He didn't like. That's it's awesome. Like that most random one.
That's awesome, dude.
But yeah, so just think about it that way.
The tale I could bang. I would still go, you know what? I'd rather be known.
Respected.
and be like, you know what, dude, he was onto something.
Yeah.
I well respected in that way. But the tail I can nail.
Yeah, but then it'd be like, yes, but that great.
All those hips I busted.
I get a percentage of every hip replacement.
Oh, dude,
go. But then you got like, but we would never have had this great book called The Comic Syndicate.
Yeah, I know. Right? Exactly. The book of The Comic Syndicate. The book of Deep Dives and Rabbit.
Book of Joe.
Oh, how? Okay, yourself then. I mean, you're single Archie and married Archie.
Single Archie and married. I think it'd be fun to be an erotic writer.
Kind of.
Because I would get to enjoy that because it'd be like, hey, like, hello, ladies. Like, I wouldn't care. Like,
let's look at it two ways.
But women, like, I read the last book, blah, blah, that part was amazing. I'm all, thank you. Where'd you come up with that? I'm like, oh, well, you know, it just happens to come to me. That's amazing. What do you got next? I'm like, ooh, better sit down for this one. You're going to love this next one.
I'm going to knock your fucking panties off right now. Oh, right, no, yeah, literally.
You better sit down and read this one.
Okay, I like that, dude. And I get the last one before we jump in.
I got one last
you
get, one.
Okay. And again, I'm going to go a little existential somewhat. Okay. Would you rather fight for a cause you believe in, but doubt will succeed? Okay. Or fight for a cause that you are only partially believe in, but have a high chance of your cause succeeding.
So I want to that one. I think if it's really something I really true care about, I'm gonna give it a fucking try. Because if it's something like it's gonna usually I'm like I don't want to support that's gonna make it anyways. Mm. So I think I go for the other one. So I'm like fuck it, it's a lost cause. So any kind of success is gonna be a plus. So I'd probably go for the lowest percentage of success if it's something that I believe in more.
Yeah, I believe you miss 100% of the fucking balls you don't swing for.
That is true.
So you gotta go for it, yeah. I totally believe in the whole fucking, stay true to your convictions, and even if no one buys it, hopefully it ignites a spark somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's all it takes, those little fucking battles. Even though it feels you're alone and can't win, you just gotta fucking go for it.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Man, I like that. Go for it. What you got?
And I picked the lies for you. Would you rather be completely insane and know that you are insane and know that you are insane, or be completely insane and believe you are sane?
Oh. It's the same thing, essentially. Either way, I'm insane. Keep me insane and knowing I'm insane. Like, that sounds extra crazy.
But which one would you rather? Would you rather be insane and people know you're insane, or you'd rather be insane and know people think you're not, you're sane?
Ooh, so people think.
Yeah, read it again. Would you rather be completely insane and know that you are insane?
And I know that I'm crazy.
Yeah. Or completely insane and believe, completely insane and believe you are sane. Okay, I get it now. So either you're crazy and you know you're crazy, or you are crazy, but you believe you're sane.
I'm the first.
Crazy?
Yeah, I mean, essentially, yeah. Like, who the fuck has... I'm juggling chainsaws. Like, and...
Okay.
That's pretty much what it is. I'm crazy for doing it, but I love doing it. Like, so, yeah, yourself? Like, do you want to fool yourself?
I think I'd rather be insane and roll with it.
Yeah,
but I think if you're completely insane, but you believe you're sane, it'll just drive you. That's just drive you crazy.
Kind of. But trying to prove you're not crazy, it just makes you crazier.
Yeah. So I think
it's kind of the same.
Fucking roll with the punches. Has it turned with the spin? I don't fucking know.
Yeah. All right, man. Okay. Let's finish it up with the last list we have.
So we each picked 10 to kind of go off the list, but also ask executive producer Victoria.
I didn't think this was going to go that long, dude. Go for it. Man.
So yeah, ask executive producer Victoria if she can pick out 5 random ones that we haven't seen before, and we're just going to go off. So I'm kind of curious because we don't know what she picked for us.
No, no.
This is literally her. Yeah. And I honestly think she was trying to jack with us because I heard her laughing when she was picking these out.
Probably.
So I'm curious which ones she picked out for us. So here we go. Executive producer Victoria's top 5. Okay, first one. Oh, fuck. Paperclip hurt.
You stapled everything together.
I just stapled myself.
My finger.
Okay, it says... Top 5. I like a highlight. I like you made a key. Orange. Top 5 equals idiot. Top 5.
Yeah, sounds about
that's what right. She did. She street earned smart. It executive and sticky. So street smart. Okay. Oh, shit. She picked one that we did.
Which one was
that? Would you rather be transported permanently 500 years into the future or 500 years? So do you know that one?
Okay. Which one did you think she would go for? I would say future.
I think future because she likes her games and all that shit. So yeah. I think she would pick future.
But she would have to understand she would be completely lost and also... But, if it's dystopian?
Yeah, but I think since she's a gamer, She's like, fuck it. Like,
well, she's future girl. Like, I have a nickname for you guys at the office. You're future boy. She's future girl.
Yeah, so I think that. I think she'd be the future. I think she'd be the future.
Yeah, go for it. What so, else
like, number two. Oh, she beat a lot of this shit. All right, give me one segundo, because, like I said, these are all a blind one. So, hey, okay, here's the next one. Would you rather be an amazing virtuoso at an instrument, but only if you play naked, or be able to speak any language, but only so be a virtuoso and play any instrument, but only if you're naked, or be able to speak any language, but only if you close your eyes and dance while you're doing it?
You know what? I'm not much to look at with my clothes on. Probably I look terrible naked, but if I'm a virtuoso doing it, you know how many people would pay for that?
Wait, and you rock out.
Give me virtuoso.
You would rock out with
me virtuoso naked.
You'd rock out with the rooster.
Yourself? Out. Rock out with my cock. Yeah. Yourself?
I like any language. You know what?
I would go language.
I love to love music. I think language, I don't know, but you think make fun of me. Because if you're like dead,
my bad, guy. My bad.
I'm gonna give him more reasons. Probably language. I kind of enjoy languages and all that.
Okay,
I think it'd be fun to know.
That's a great question, though. Okay, what you got?
Depends, but I mean, I would miss out on listening to music.
What
or
is Tori
music.
Got next, dude?
I'm like, which one would she pick? I think she'd pick the language.
The language, yeah.
Okay, would you rather? Would you rather vomit uncontrollably for 1 minute every time you hear the happy birthday song or get a headache that lasts for the rest of the day every time you see a bird, including pictures or video?
That means you would kind of have to live tunnel vision. And how often do you hear happy birthday songs? You can at least avoid.
You work in an office every fucking day. Now, what's your friend? Was it an hour or what is it, a minute?
How long was the throat?
1 minute.
Oh, that's a lot of fucking toss-up. Give me that, because I think I could avoid that easier than...
birds.
Yeah. Just stay away from birthday parties.
Fucking, right? Yeah. Go outside, super bird. Nah, yeah.
Unless they just your friends just want to fuck with you.
Then people would fuck with you. But then I'd rather throw up.
Give me the birthday.
That sounds terrible. I'd rather throw up than have a headache.
Yeah, true. That's a long fucking headache, dude.
You'll be a supermodel skinny.
Give me fucking throw up, dude.
Throw up it is. Okay. Another one. Oh, Victoria. I think she's going to go. That's terrible. We're going to go throw up. So we'll see.
I'll go throw up. Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather have someone secretly give you LSD on a random day and time once every 6 months, or have everyone in the world all take LSD at the same time once every 5 years?
Ooh, give me one for myself. I don't want anyone to have a bad trip. Yeah. And at least I know myself. So, at least I can warn people, hey, dude, I don't know how I'm going to fucking react this year or this time.
I know you're calling to work. Oh, I can't come. Damn, has it been 6 months already? Yeah.
It's LSD day, dude.
Yeah, I think I do that one.
I mean, again, you don't know how people are going to react to drugs. So,
this would be weird. Because you're be honest. Nobody else is going to, you're not going to.
Yeah, and I'm harming myself. So, who's the fucking hero now? Like,
guy.
Go for it. What else?
Yeah, I think I'd do that one. I think she would also do LSD every 2 years.
Cool. I think she'd not every 2 years. Everyone.
We gotta
ask her, dude. All right, go for it, dude.
Would you rather die if you didn't slap a new person on the butt every 12 hours, or die if you didn't kill someone every year?
I'd smack that ass, baby.
I would. Oh, yeah, I would.
I would. Right?
If you didn't slap a new person on the butt every 12 hours. But here's the thing. At a certain point, I'd be like advertising, like, hey, this is what's going on.
You know what? We can make money off of it. We can market that, essentially.
New person every butt. And new person every butt. If you didn't slap a new person in the butt every 12 hours, or die if you didn't kill someone.
I don't see her that vindictive. No. I think we're all in the same boat. We're going to smack someone.
Victoria, man. Picked up someone. Okay. I think it's slapping a butt.
Yeah. I think
I've noticed I'm a butt slapper. Not like random people, but like.
Fuck, I've smacked. I've smacked a lot of asses.
I've always been knowing
I've smacked
that.
Hector's ass before. He was offended for a long time. It was in front of his wife, too, dude.
Was this?
My old apartment.
I think I heard about that. Anyway.
I was so mad.
You got them.
Well, he was like, what just happened? And then he was upset. He's like, I can't believe you smacked my ass.
But yeah. When you told the time that when he sat on somebody's lap? honestly, so a coworker, yeah. And I saw him like, did you slit on his lap? He's like, I don't know what I did. I don't know what just happened.
Oh, God, dude.
Well, because I guess he tried to sit on the armrest.
Oh.
And he kind of, I don't know. But even then, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
Well, see, the shit like that.
It was funny because just if you know.
Give me a smack in more ass, dude. Is that it or she's got one?
No, that's it.
Okay. Oh, good list, man. I mean, how do you feel about it?
It was good. Like I said, I don't know what to expect.
I didn't think we were going to have that much ammunition.
Oh, I was, random? Yeah, I got plenty of random, so.
Yeah, but kind of. And it keeps us going down different fucking rabbit holes and fucking, anyways, which is
kind of. Yeah, because it's like, there's some of them are like, fuck, can't answer this question without feeling shitty.
And honestly, you guys too, listeners, like, again, opinion pieces, thoughts, that's all it is. We're going to have our launch date soon, and hopefully it's going to be more thought-provoking, but yeah. Even if these ones start something to spark for you guys,
yeah.
Like, how do you guys feel about it? Let us know. And if you guys, how do you guys feel about our other shows we've put out so far?
Yeah. So I'm actually excited too to see if anybody have their answers to any of the questions we asked each other. I want to hear what everyone else has to say, yeah. Your opinion, stuff like that, what you think. And I don't know, even throw out one for you. Like, if you want to throw one out, see.
Yeah, let us know. We can read it on air sometime.
Yeah.
All right, Archie, if anyone wants to find us for the time being, where can they do that?
Okay. You can do that. Okay, you can find us on Facebook at Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes, the podcast. You can find us on Instagram at Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes. You can also email us if you want to hit us up directly, deepdivesandrabbitholes@gmail.com. And you can find me on Twitter at RG Flores on Twitter.
You guys can find me at For the Villain on Twitter, Instagram. You guys can find me at comic_syndicate. Anything else you want to add?
Wait, did you get Twitter at Deep Dives R?
Oh, no, I did not. At Deep Dives R is us. And you know what? Those hits have been interesting, dude.
Everything is interesting. Everything. Hey, man, that's what's the point of this is just to get people thinking and hit us up, whatever.
I realized today, well, several things. I got to give you credit too, dude. I want to say last week, maybe 2 weeks ago, I told you like, hey, dude, like, give me some sort of ammunition too. I haven't told you this. But I told a few of my friends this, is that once I told you that, I'm like, dude, I'm fucking proud of homeboy. Like, he's working. He's bringing things to the table. Like, it's not just me. And it's not like it was like that before. Like, I have to juggle the other podcasts. But the fact that it's like this one feels more like it's like a half and half thing is great. And it alleviates so much fucking just so much. It's like, just give me something to work with, dude.
Yeah, we can do it.
Yeah, give me a heads up beforehand. And you ask the same thing for me.
Yeah.
And that's all we need is, like, let's just be 50-50 on it.
Yeah.
And speaking of that is we are going to launch soon. We don't have an exact date still. But the fact that, you know what? Yeah, we're going to do it. And you're going to see that little rabbit in more places on its own separate entity.
Yeah, because, I mean, we have fun with the conversations, but the show we actually launch – we're hoping it's going to be the same conversation, but we're going to come back with a little bit more facts and more stuff, like a little bit more homework instead of just all conversation.
Yeah.
Just so we give people a little bit more. But right now, we're just, like I said, just getting comfortable. Just trying to work on the whole thinking on this. I'm thinking on the spot. I don't know. Anyway.
but yeah, props
to you. But also just getting, like, we're already comfortable with each other. Like, we already
smack
know.
Smack that ass. I'm so smacking that ass tonight.
I would not feel offended. But I feel like honored, like I got slapped in the ass. I'm like, thanks.
Who did it? Just size.
It wasn't weird until he squeezed. That's when it got weird.
Pretty much, dude.
But working on it, and we're hopefully soon.
Yeah,
well, because we're
tossing out dates. We're tossing out.
Yeah,
dates.
Yeah.
It's gonna be before the new year for sure.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
But the end of the year is coming up. Really
fuck. What are we right now? Okay, August, September. Okay, I'm thinking. Okay, this is a goal. We're gonna do this before. I'm thinking before LA Comic Con.
You know what? That way we have something for the launch already.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If anybody knows LA Comic Con, we're hoping we should be going.
Yeah, we're going. So we'll be there. We're officially in.
We're officially in. So that's what I'm thinking. Goal off without having an exact date. Goal is before LA Comic Con. So, yeah.
All right, guys. Again, dude, RG, I just wanted to give you props, dude. I told several friends and I haven't told you, dude. Like, I've seen the work you're putting into it and I'm fucking not only proud of you. That's why I said the best compliment I can give you is, like, I love watching those fucking hamsters fucking run.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that it's like, dude, and you get excited. And you get excited gets me fucking excited. Like, what? Fuck yeah. Let's do it.
Well, I like it because, like, we have a lot of fun.
No.
I love it too because I don't really, unfortunately, get to hear anybody else while they're listening to it except Victoria.
Her response.
So I love it because when she puts play and you hear, like, giggle, I'm like, oh shit, we made her laugh. So I'm hoping like everyone else is like that and whoever's listening.
So. Little by little, you guys know who you are. Like your brother chimed in on something the other day, yesterday, about another about last week's, I think. And like the fact that he's, even my friends tell me like, dude, you guys are funny together.
Oh, and also another thing, if you follow the 2OC podcast, the main reason, because the first time I ever done it, jumped on his live stream. He does a live, he does a live stream once a week. Mm-hmm. So if you follow him on Instagram, you'll know when he goes on. And I'm going to try my best to be on there. So if you guys have time and add the 2OC and jump on his live stream, it'd be cool because I want to see people jump on and just like to jump on and
mess with my brother. I always give them googly eyes and
hearts. Heart. You'll know I'm in the chat room because I'll be sending a bunch of hearts to my brother.
And you're gonna know I'm in the chat room because it's gonna be like Josiah, so we can't read that on
it. Bro-ing out. I know. He's like, Josiah, I can't say that. Stop it. Stop it.
But much love to them, dude. We support them, and I just fucking love the fuck out of them. They're dope as fuck, down to earth. If you guys like our humor, they're more pop culture based.
They're pop culture. Yeah, pop culture, all that stuff.
And if you guys want more pop culture, go find the comics and the guy. He's a real cool guy. I don't know.
He's an asshole, but he's a lovable asshole.
He's lovable. You watch with your ass with that guy.
Oh, yeah. No, and don't keep your children away.
Guys, thank you so much. Yes. Yeah. thanks for listening, guys. Share the podcast more than anything. Anything else you want
to
add?
No, just keep on with all the any ideas or anything you want to add to it. Like I said, We're open to everything, but I, you know, just hear any ideas or whatever you guys want. We're excited when people chime in.
Thanks again, and hit us up, guys, anywhere you guys can find us. We'll catch you guys when we guys catch
you. Yeah, peace out.
Lit.
Hey.